Those two are not laws prohibiting or regulating sexual expression. I have no judgment on any of them. Humanity has to decide for itself about them.
I think that the last law actually prohibiting an actual form of sexual expression in the United States was a law against what had been labeled sodomy, and that law was finally struck down by the U.S. Supreme Court in the summer of 2003. I don't feel that the private sexual behavior of two consenting adults is the appropriate purview of the law, the courts, or any other facet of the criminal justice system, and the Supreme Court apparently agrees. Still, many people howled.
Yes, this gets back to the discussion we had earlier about many people wanting civil law to be based on religious values. It may benefit humanity to explore the thought that where there is no civil damage, no civil law should be created or enforced.
Does that include the law against prostitution?
Well, in many places, prostitution is legal.
Yes, I know. In Belgium, Germany, the Netherlands, and Switzerland, it's openly practiced as a business, complete with storefronts.
So what then is the issue with prostitution, morality or geography?
Any other questions?
You know, I really don't have any more questions on sexuality. Now that I'm having this conversation with you, I'm realizing that I've answered most of my questions on this subject to my satisfaction.
Answering your own questions to your own satisfaction is the mark of a student moving to mastery.
Well, now, wait a minute. I didn't say that.
No, I did. Earlier you came up with your own answer on the purpose of a relationship. Now you experience yourself having all the answers you need with regard to your own sexuality. And in a moment you're about to prove that you have your own answers on the biggest question of all.
I am?
You are.
Okay, what's this all about?
The time has come for us to practice the first basic tenet of the new spirituality.
Which is?
That all the wisdom you will ever need lies within you. That you are all having conversations with God all the time. That every time you go within, search with a pure heart and a deep desire to know your highest truth, you will receive it. All you have to do is listen to what you have to say to yourself, and then trust that.
Yes, yes, I feel that. I know that.
We're going to demonstrate that right here.
We are?
Yes. Our conversation on the topic of tomorrow's God is now over in its present form. For the length of this dialogue, I've allowed you to ask the questions and to receive my answers as if I was the one with all the insight and you were the one who lacked awareness. This is not what is true about you, and this continuing dialogue is not modeling what is true about anyone. The truth about all of you is that you have deep insights and extraordinary wisdom, and all you have to do to experience that is open up to it and call it forth.
What do you have up your sleeve here?
I've already told you. I'm going to suggest to you that you and all others have all the answers to every question you could ever ask. And I'm going to conclude our conversation by proving it. I'm going to turn the tables on you with the biggest question of all.
Oh, boy.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Right. Now we have something going here. Now remember, from this point on, you are the one with the answers, and I am the one with the questions.
Okay, I understand.
So here is the biggest, most important question in the entire conversation that we've been having. What is the way to enlightenment?
Well, enlightenment is this elusive, magical, mystical experience for which everyone seems to be reaching, and for which everyone seems to be yearning, and for which everyone seems to be searching, and I understand the reasons for the search, because if we all were enlightened, one imagines that our lives would be better than they are now, when we are presumably unenlightened. So humanity searches for enlightenment, and we've been searching for enlightenment from the beginning of time, ever since we became consciously aware of the fact that it was possible to be enlightened, whatever that is.
Whatever that is. You don't even know what it is to be enlightened?
Have a little patience here. Everything will soon become clear. That sound familiar?
Oh, it does. It does. You've learned quickly. Go on.
Thank you. We have not only been searching for enlightenment, we've been searching as well for a definition of enlightenment, because we can't get to that destination until we know where we're going. And so the first step for most human beings has been to try to define what enlightenment is, or what it looks like, or feels like, or tastes like, or what it's like to experience that.